So I want to go to my headline here. I'll come back to the Washington and Lee story later. Luther's Protestantism, 500 years on, is the ism we're at war with. Let's go back to last week and my comments about Mark Wahlberg. I didn't savage him, as someone claimed. I didn't publicly chastise him. All I did was point out the error in his endorsement and promotion of homosexuals marrying while he's saying that he is a devout practicing Catholic. That would lead most people to believe that that's what Catholics believe, and that's what the church teaches. It's not. That's all I was pointing out. One gentleman insisted so heartily that it was me who was at fault and not Wahlberg, that rather than saying something to him, after he threatened, you know what? I don't need to be affiliated with a crank like you, jackass. Cancel my subscription, to which I copied a graphic from William F. Buckley's famous book, under the style of, cancel your own god subscription. And he did. These are all tied to the same error. But I want to make the point here. And I actually write this in my little piece here. Mitter Church, why are you so angry with Protestants lately? To which I respond, you can quote this now. So if you're about to send the hate mail or you already sent it, here's the response. I am most certainly not angry with Protestants. And if you're listening and you're a Protestant, I'm not angry with you. I'm not. I don't hate you. I don't despise you. I'm not coming for you. I'm not going to dedicate entire shows to finding out who you are so we can publish your name as if it would matter. All of us on the other side of the questions, we're all the ones that put skin in the game and have something at risk. Careers, namely. Reputations. What limited amounts of wealth we have. I continued. I'm certainly not at war with you. I am at war with Protestantism. Protestants at all are just the visible symptoms of the disease. And it is a disease. As a matter of fact, Mark Wahlberg has tested positive for Protestantism, the disease. In what he said, he's rejecting the authority, the singular authority of the teaching, proclaiming himself Pope, Cardinal, and Bishop, and, like Burger King, having it his way. That ought to really give you something to talk about.
Have it your way. Have it your way. Have it your way at Burger King.
May I help you, sir?
Sure.
Two Whoppers, two Whopper Juniors, and four Coca-Cola. And would I have to wait long if you made one
I'd like an old
no
Burger Fell.
No lettuce.
Sodomite yes, marriage. Can I have
Uncle
one in the church?
Uncle
oh, yeah.
Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way. Oh, well, in that case...
Can I have birth control pills, spermicides,
sure.
Gels, and condoms? Sure!
You serve your grilled beef Whopper fresh with everything on topper. Any way you think is proper, have
Absolutely.
It your way.
That's the way the church
ought
to be.
Our way.
Our way.
That is so appropriate.
It is appropriate.
That's why I was like, when as producer, when I found that, I was like, dude, we have to use that.
We do use it. A year later, we're still using it. That's right. Have it your way. 500 years on of having it your way. Now,
well, that's so, what he did. He got down. He took a, he wrote down what he wanted. He wanted his extra pickles. He wanted no lettuce. And he mailed it to the bishop.
Let me make another point here for those who may be listening and already getting upset. There were and remain grave and grievous issues with churchmen. Some popes, yep. Cardinals, yep. Bishops, you better believe it. Priests, uh-huh. And most certainly the laity. No doubt. As a matter of fact, anyone that thinks that we proceed in any of these discussions from the point of view of piety and sanctity, well, you don't understand anything about the faith. That's why we need the church. That's why we need confessors. Because we're not perfect. We're fallible, prone to fall, prone to eat the apple when the serpent says, "Hey, llama, that apple looks pretty tasty. That apple of lust looks pretty tasty. You want to have a bite?" No, I'm not supposed to do that. Oh, yeah? Well, looks pretty good. It is the ism that's at issue. It's not the people. No more than, why do you hate all atheists? I don't hate atheists. Why do you hate all agnostics? I don't hate agnostics. Where do you people get this stuff? It's only when someone's personal ox is being gored that they take offense to the things and the way we talk about things on this radio show. And that's what it is. It's a radio show. We don't hand out or dispense any sacraments here. And never will. Now, someone may be in the studio who is ordained to do that from time to time, but that's them. That's not what we do. Now, I want to get back and I want to apply this to today and to today's world in which we live. We all know, it's not a news flash, that there are serious and grave problems that plague all of civilization today. You don't need me to provide you with a list of all the offending things that have or that do transpire that go under the style of civilization, society, if you will. Turn television on. That's all you got to do. So, as a matter of fact, there is a somebody pointed this out to me the other day. There's a series of television commercials that's running right now on the quote conservative close quote Fox News. What do the television commercials promote? I'll tell you. They promote a weight loss program for women. Now, why do women want to lose weight? Is it so they can have better and healthier babies? No. Is it so that they can be better breastfeeding mothers? No. Is it so that they can be more holy, more morally sound? No. Why is it? So they can take all their clothes off, put on self-censors, determine is just enough to cover private parts and then be filmed for a television commercial frolicking about in pools and on the beach. Nearly naked. Now, this goes without, this passes without objection today. And it passes without objection today because men like it. Most of Fox News' viewership is not women that need to lose weight. Most of Fox News' viewership is men. I've seen the demos. So who is the commercial aimed at? It's aimed at men so they can do what? objectify their mates, girlfriends, shack ups, maybe a few wives. Hey, honey, hey, llama. You need to take that weight loss program so you can look like her. Hubba, 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 hubba. Why do I bring that up? That is an outward expression, very outward expression, and a very public one, of what used to be called indecency, obscenity, immodesty. And that's what it is. But because it is accepted as normal today, it's not obscene, indecent, or even immodest anymore. There's no shame attached to it whatsoever. It's what everyone is doing. Now, that too is related to Luther nailing, or allegedly nailing, the theses on the door. As a matter of fact, the Western civilization that people are campaigning to save, where did it come from? Who made it? How was it made? Can you define it? And what were its principal components? Well, it began to devolve in the 14th century. What year was Luther's revolt? 16th century. So, what was he revolting from? An already decaying faith. Christendom was already at war with itself. And it continues today. The real problem of today is there's so little left to conserve. Little tiny pockets, little remnants out there you find. And you know them when you see them. It's Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers at 844-527-8723. 844-5-CRUSADE. There is or was a priest who went by the name of Father Dennis Fahey. He was an Irishman. In 1931, he wrote The Real History of the World. He wrote it after the institution of the feast day of the kingship of Christ. It's a very lengthy essay. I won't read you the whole thing. However, it is pertinent to the discussion here today. When you say you want to restore the order, and when you're all down with restoring the order, but you want to divorce the order from the faith, the truth of the matter is, and I'm required to say this, so I'm not in error, is you can't divorce the faith from the order. The order comes from the faith. It comes from the divinity of its designer. We, being fallible men, have to be up to the challenge of sticking to it, of being faithful to it, if you will. You can't get from point A to point B by rejecting the divine source of the singular defender of the order. And that defender remains the defender of it today. It doesn't matter what Pope Francis says about it or what Cardinal Wisselfritz says about it. It is immovable. It doesn't change. The world has changed. It hasn't. And we would all do better, or we'd all be well served to get about the business of our imperfect return to it. And it will be imperfect because we're human and we're fallible. Father Fahey summed the order up thus. God, and by the by, this applies to Robert E. Lee, George Washington, being kicked out of Christ Church in Alexandria, Virginia. It applies because nothing is sacred. Nothing is lasting. Nothing is transcendent. All there is today. There can never be a yesterday that is revered and defended, because it's all subject to today's, or to what it is that someone desires today. And if they don't have holy desires, or they're not anchored in a singular truth, well, then they can make a truth up as they go along. Yeah, Washington was okay back in the day, but he's not okay anymore. We're not calling him the father of our country anymore. He's the father of slave-owning country. That's the old country and the old station. Well, you can't escape history. No matter how you try. Someone should ask the people that are removing all the of the monuments of who they wish to replace them with. Give us some names so we can investigate their past, and so we can investigate everything that they ever did. We'll see how George Washington. Now, that's not an apologia for Washington as a figure of moral piety, but he was certainly more pious than almost anyone alive today.